This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a link in the description of this show so you can do just that.
While you pull out your phone to go ahead, and I mean, you're probably listening from your phone right 100%. Now. Go ahead and go over to the podcast app, leave that 5-star review. But while you're there, mark your calendars.
Oh, no.
For October.
What's he about to say?
The 13th.
Oh, October the 13th.
October 10, 13, 24.
What's happening on October the 13th,
well,
my friend?
Well, I'm glad you asked, my friend. Actually, this is sort of your news. Do you want to give
the
news?
Yeah, sure. I'll break the news. We've been hinting at it. We've been mentioning it. We've been talking about it here and there and everywhere. But it's kind of been quiet on the Western Front because we've been trying to find a date for the release of our very first ever Clearview worship album.
Yay!
Our original album. I'll go ahead and give myself another air horn again. Give myself a round of applause. Actually, I'll give God the round of applause.
Major aura points in the chat.
And our, What did you say? Major
aura points in the chat.
Bro, I love that. I have no clue what it means, but I love it. So that hand of applause, that praise really honestly belongs to our church, our leadership, our worship team, our pastor, and of course to Jesus Christ, because these songs are not something that I sat down and wrote or David sat down and wrote. As a team, we came together, we involved our pastor, we involved our church leadership, we involved our worship team, we involved our staff. And so every single part of what made this album happen happened as part of a team. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say that I'm grateful for that. I'm beyond excited. October 13th is the day. There's no pre-order, but we want you just to mark your calendars because that download is coming. What we thought we might do, Ryan, this is kind of unorthodox because this is a talk show, but we thought we might give you a little musical number, just a little ditty, just something to, because it's like, well, I've heard a lot of worship albums. Why should I believe this one's going to be any different or any better? I'm going to play you the opening track.
I'll tell you, Heath Ledger's Joker.
You want to know how I got these scars? We're going to play the opening track for you. Just let you hear it for yourself. This is a freebie. Now, we're not going to do this every single day and end up playing the whole album.
Yeah,
this is
so
a freebie.
You better go ahead and mark your calendars. October the 13th.
October the 13th.
10,
iTunes.
13.
Spotify.
24.
Rhapsody, if you listen to music on Rhapsody.
Yeah. You're still using Rhapsody.
You can get it on LimeWire. You can get it on Kazaa.
What?
All of these platforms are available for you, legal and illegal. This is the only time we're going to do this. So we're giving you this song. It's called Rising Kingdom. It was written by myself, David, Dr. Shah. We want you guys to be blessed by it. We're going to play it out. And once the song's done playing, we're going to listen to a short ad. Bring Dr. Shah on. We'll talk about it a little more. And we'll see you then. This is Rising Kingdom by Clearview Worship. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here once again in the Clearview Today studio with our... I'm so sorry. That woman's eyebrows messed me up. I'm so sorry. Those eyebrows wouldn't quit. I got so distracted. My bad. Okay, here we go. Let me get that again. And we're here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is
me.
What is the line? What is the line?
PhD in New Testament textual criticism.
I saw something on the TV.
Pastor.
I'm so sorry. I saw something on the TV that messed me up, but I got it. He's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and of course the host of today's show, along with perma guest. Drum roll, please. You know her. You love her. You can't live without her. It's Nicole.
Yay.
Glad to have you back, Nicole.
Welcome to the show.
Dr. Shah, we were talking in the intro about our first ever Clearview original album coming out October 13th.
Yes.
Big things
happening.
Mark
your calendars, 10/13/24. That's the date to remember.
Album.
Did we give the name?
Yes, we did. No, we didn't. But I'll still say it anyway. Heaven Here and Now. Based on a sermon series preached by Dr. Shah in 2017. A lot of people don't know this, but you are one of the, if not the lead songwriter, one of the key songwriters here at Clearview. A lot of people actually don't know that about you, that songwriting side to you.
Thank you. And I appreciate you saying that because, sometimes people look at songwriting as this is my thing and mm-hmm. I'm doing this and you just need to come along and help me make my song successful. But John, you have taken a very good, not just a policy, but also a mindset, which is, no, this is a song that is built around the preaching ministry here at Clearview.
100%.
And that really helps me, not just to get credit, because it's not about credit. It's about making sure that what we put out or we put money behind is something that we actually approve rather than just... whatever you have a great song. Okay, we'll fund it. That's not how we do it.
Yeah.
And so every song, and this was only a suggestion, has to be co-written by me.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's quite awesome. I didn't even have to tell you that.
It's got to be because at the end of the day, I don't want the church singing my songs. You know what I'm saying? If it's my song.
That's a very short-sighted goal, I feel
like. It's like you said, it's I need you to come and help me make my song great and cover my bases. But then the congregation is singing my thoughts and my opinions about who God is. Rather than this is a sermon that, and most, I would say if not all of our songs come from scripture, but most of them come from sermons that were preached because that's where God speaks to, especially
Absolutely.
To me. Yeah, he speaks to us in our devotional time and all that, but God is supposed to talk to us through the sermons.
That's right.
And I think the vast majority of our songs do come from sermons that you've preached. And I think to me that helps give the sermons more life. It's because I think a lot of pastors will preach a sermon and then they're just kind of done. And it's like, well, I'll just move on to the next one. But
not here. I mean, we use our platform to keep impacting people. It's not just like, here's a message, it's done, let's move on. No, there's something happening. There's a purpose behind it. Mm-hmm. There's a vision we're moving towards.
That's right.
And so even our songwriting platform is to propel that vision to reach that vision.
Yeah. That's right. And Nicole, you were a big part of making that album happen too. I remember we were spent a lot of days in Kannapolis recording.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. And a lot of people, if you've never recorded an album, you don't realize how much work really goes into it.
True.
And I did not know that.
I realized that firsthand when I went with them.
Yeah.
I fell asleep because I was a little tired. I had just come from San Antonio after an ETS paper. I read a paper there and I was so tired. And so like about 10, 11 o'clock. I'm looking.
Yeah. Well, imagine listening to the chorus of one song on a loop for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll put anybody to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just the whole song. Like, you're just listening to the chorus for 2 hours straight. You might take a coffee break, but that's about it.
It is for sure work. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's enjoyable. You love the process, but it is definitely work.
I think we talked about that on the show before. Like, when we went to go do drums, I was imagining what you always see on like MTV or whatever on YouTube videos or vlogs. It's like everybody sitting around. Turn it up. They remember the face.
Love that.
But it's this
constantly
for 2 hours straight.
Somehow cameras make it look glamorous.
Oh yeah.
Like
it looks
when you watch movies and then you watch the thing, you know, the actors, it makes it look glamorous, but it's really not.
Nope. Well,
I think there's a point about life there.
Yeah. Hey, I love that. Very nice. Very nice. Well, anyway, October 13th, that's when the album's coming out. Make sure you go on ahead and, you can't pre-order it.
No, you can't pre-order
it. But mark your calendars.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Clearview Current, where we cut through the chaos of today's headlines with a clear Christian perspective. We're here to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world, big or small.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg told the House Judiciary Committee that his company's, Meta's, moderators, they face significant pressure from the federal government to censor content on Facebook and Instagram. So, Dr. Shai, I know you remember this. In all the midst of 2020, right? Everything, we were posting stuff on Facebook
this
related
guy
to COVID.
Was not nice.
Axed it. Just 86'd it.
Yep.
Hey, you can't say that about COVID. You're spreading misinformation. It's like, but a lot of these are just web comics. They're just a joke. Yeah, we're censoring them anyway. Fast forward.
People were put in Facebook jail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's people like him who were so up in arms about these churches and all that.
Yeah. So he was taking posts down. They were censoring Meta, and which is the parent company of Facebook, on Instagram, wherever they were going. They were taking posts down left and right. Now, fast forward 4 years later, he's saying it was Biden all along,
yeah,
dude.
They made me do it.
Bully Biden made me take it down.
It's kind of funny, right? He's Biden is like shuffling his way out.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's throwing things at him.
He's over there
on
with
the
his
way
cane.
Out the door. Oh,
he's
this
like,
too.
He's like, oh, I'm almost out of here. He's like, he. It's like
people
that
are
guy.
Throwing things at him. He's like, throw that at him too.
He's like, I was scared for my life. President Biden.
Were you really?
He was gonna beat me up. I was like, bro, don't get me wrong. I think I could take Mark Zuckerberg, but he could certainly take President
Biden. 100%.
It was sad because we saw our First Amendment rights just collapse.
That's true,
right.
That's true.
The right to speak our minds, the right to speak out. I mean, just stripped away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Twitter, I stopped after when I saw that in 2020. I was like, really? You can do this? So I can't even share what I want to? I cannot. Wow. So you can keep it.
Yeah.
You can keep it. I don't need it that bad. I still have a X account. I don't even know how to post it half the time. Like, what do I do? It's like, forget it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and we're kind of laughing at it now, but it really was like just rights being stripped away from us and everybody just kind of sat by and watched it happen.
I remember you were more outraged than almost anybody else. There was more, I don't even want to say mouth, but there was more pushback from you than anybody else I remember.
Oh, anything that had to do with taking any type of rights away, whether it was your right to, you know, say what you wanted to say or the right to wear a mask or not wear a mask.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that one really made me angry.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
I remember there happened to be one instance, and we were in the mall, and I think I was with Nick. And this man, as we were walking around the corner, he told Nicholas to put a mask on, and Nicholas just put, and we walked around, and I said, "You take that mask off right now." I said, because we are not.
Who do I listen to?
We're not listen to
the
this
guy,
man.
He takes it off and the guy goes, hey, you should put that back on.
I mean, it happened to me at the airport. We were going somewhere. This is in 2021. And this dude sitting across eating his sandwich without a mask on. He's like, oh, you need to put your mask on. I'm like, well,
what about you, buddy?
You're eating a sandwich but with the mask sitting right here.
But it's the airport rules. It's
well,
the rules
you
of the
put
airport.
It back on. Yeah.
It's like eating, I'm not contagious.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened is, okay, masks are important, especially if you're working in the medical field, especially during pandemic time. But, you know, but they're used during surgery. They're used to protect the person they're operating on,
right.
Okay,
from their germs,
from our own germs,
because
protecting
because your body is literally opened right now. You're
so
vulnerable.
We don't want to do anything. It's like the Seinfeld episode, you know, like the little Altoid falling to the guy. Sorry, I'm not like a big Seinfeld fan or anything. I'm not telling you to go watch.
It's just, I need the little.
It was a funny one.
I
one
need
time.
A soundbite of the little baseball.
Yeah, when Kramer dropped an Altoid into somebody's open surgery.
That's crazy.
But anyways, you know, so there's a need for that. There's it's important. We understand microorganism. But what happened in the past 4 years, these paper thin, you know, I don't know what to call them.
The little cloth?
Something.
Things, that, yeah.
I mean, if I can smell, if somebody farts in the room, if I can smell it.
It's not effective.
That's the forbidden button.
It's not effective.
It's not working because you just smelt it.
And you know who smelt it. There's Delta. The one that dealt it.
Yep.
So it's like, what happened? All of a sudden, we became primitive.
Right.
It's like we just turned back time. Yeah. Forget Louis Pasteur. Forget all these all these important people who did all this research. It's like they're turning over in their graves. Like doing
that.
Like doing like a, what is that, a crocodile roll?
The barrel roll.
Barrel
roll. That's crazy. Well, praying for you, Zuckerberg. Dr. Shah, today's verse of the day is coming to us from John chapter 9 and verse 5. And it says this. It says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
Powerful.
Jesus is the light of the world.
That's true.
He is the light of the world. And we are called to have our salt and light, right? We are reflecting his light.
That's right.
I know that's one of your favorite songs, that Lauren Daigle, The Light of the World. I mean, we used to sing that every single year.
I love that Christmas song. I feel like it's a timeless one.
Yeah.
How does it go?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. I knew it good. Well, I'll send you over, man.
Just to hold the lyrics up behind John's head up here. Here they are right here. Nicole and I come from the same Christmas cloth, though. Like, it starts to weather. We start to hit the burr months, like September, October.
Oh, that's cute.
And that means it's.
Oh, that's funny.
It's time for Christmas time.
Do you know what? I was actually headed to work this morning and I was thinking, when is it too soon to be listening to Christmas music?
September now. Like,
I know.
I'm already streaming September or Christmas music.
Yeah.
I should go for it.
You know, when I think about Jesus being the light of the world, this is something that we talk about. There's imagery, you know, and us being Clearview. Maybe you guys can kind of talk about this, that lighthouse image, that lighthouse vision for what Clearview is supposed to be. You know, this is something that I sort of bought into. I came in 2013 and the foundation of Clearview was already there. The vision was established. The mission state was established. But how do you come up with this lighthouse imagery and this dream of we're going to be literally a lighthouse for the lost and for other churches? You know, how does something like that happen? Are y'all Nicole, you go first. Or you want Dr. Shah to go first?
I mean, I can kick it off, but I mean, this was something that Nicole and I together came up with when we began to pray that God, okay, we have burned our ships. Mm-hmm. We're not going to leave this community. We're not going to leave this church. Mm-hmm. This is where we live and we'll die one day if Christ doesn't return. And once we made up our minds, then both Nicole and I would sit back and try to see how we can reach our community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember Nicole many times coming and opening up a map of Vance County and looking at some of the places we could reach. And do you remember those days?
Yeah. I do remember that, like actually breaking up the county in like sizable pieces and trying to reach, you know, certain areas at certain times.
Mm-hmm. I can even see that map, you know, have all those advertisements on the outside. Yeah. And then we would look at the map and say, wow, we're sitting here and we can go here. Oh, no, there's a church there, but I don't know if they're reaching anybody, but we can reach that community too. So, I mean, this is something we would constantly talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And then in 2008, when we moved to our new location, not this one, a different location, that's when we began to go through the process of discovering our mission, our vision, our core values. And that's when the idea of a lighthouse came about, a Clearview. That was a new name. Mm-hmm. And then lighthouse, we felt like being close to the coast, it resonated with our people. How can we be a lighthouse? How can we guide?
I guess just thinking about reaching the community, you can't just say, okay, we're going to go out and reach Henderson. You have to have a plan.
Yeah.
We're about kingdom building.
You have to have a plan. And you just kind of learn when you're when you've been in a community for a while, that you got to do it in bite-sized pieces. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to decide, okay, we're going to start here and let's blanket this area. But we started from our location. Mm-hmm. Our location was the center. And then we decided, okay, we're going to work on this location. Mm-hmm. So I think it didn't just happen. I think, I don't know whose idea it was at first, to be honest with you.
A lot of times Nicole's. I mean, she would talk about meeting somebody and inviting them to church. I would focus more on preaching because my dad had told me, you know, really work on your preaching. So I'd work more on preaching. I remember her dad telling me to love the people, mm-hmm. visit the people. So I would focus more on that. Nicole would kind of think more outside, you know, right. Let's do this or let's have, remember we used to have those young students come. I think they were like high schoolers or something. You would teach them.
Oh, that's right. I did. I had a Bible study that we did. I guess it was Wednesday nights or I can't remember what night
Wednesday
of the week
or Thursday
it was.
Night. I can't remember now. Yeah.
But it was our youth group. It was the girls in our youth group. And we were talking about dating and the, you know, things to look out for, like in the wrong type of person or just warning signs of maybe this person's not the right, you know, what are the warning signs or what are the signs that says, oh, this is the person that I need, you know, maybe to pursue a relationship with. Because I felt like, you know, I felt like that particular age group sometimes kind of got overlooked, especially in our early years because they were it was such a small group.
Yeah. And they would invite their friends. So that's how you did it. And there were many people came and then you were teaching in the school system.
Yeah.
Substituting, really.
Yeah.
And you invited some of the students from there. I mean, you talked about it and they said, hey, we want to come. And she's like, well, you can. And that's how.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I've also thought about this. We're doing kind of vision building now and vision planning, but we also have like, I don't know, what would you say, like 800 or 900 people on a you know, a good weekend, you know, that would come through all four services. What was it like doing that when the church was 30 people? You know, was it discouraging? Was it like, hey, we've got high hopes, but we're going to hope for the best? Or what was that like going through that process?
You mean the process of going through trying to figure out the vision?
Yeah, like establishing yourself as like, okay, Dr. Shaw and I are here now. Uh-huh. This is our church forever.
Yeah.
So we're going
to
start.
If you want me to answer first, I can. Then you can jump in on behind that. I would say I knew that that's all I can handle. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was not ready for a 700-800 member church.
Right.
I knew, and you know,
as much as we thought we wanted it.
Right. We wanted it, but we knew we were not ready. Yeah. And so to jump ahead and try to hope for that right now was foolishness. Mm. We have to grow into it.
Right.
So I was not honestly ever discouraged.
Right.
Now, I was discouraged in the very, very early stages when I started to help people and come up with a strategy, a plan, and it was prayerful, and people shot it down. I mean, they shot it down not with a you know, a little revolver. They used like
that crossbow they used on Smaug the Dragon.
or a bazooka. Yeah.
They used a bazooka and they blew it to smithereens, and I was like, wow,
that's crazy.
So, yeah, I was never. I don't think I was ever discouraged.
Amen.
I mean, I think there were times that it was interesting. I feel like if you're talking about discouragement, I think we were discouraged at different times when the other person was not. Mm. So that the other person could say, hey, you know, it's not all bad, you know, and we would encourage each other.
Yeah.
Because at that point in time, maybe I wasn't discouraged or, you know, whatever. But when I think back to those days, I mean, it was exciting. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I remember is, you know, not only our hard work in trying to relay this vision to what we were going to see one day, but every Sunday, and when I say every Sunday, I mean every Sunday, somewhere in the sermon, Abaddon would say, do you see your children sitting next to you in the pews? Mm. Do you want your family to be with you? Do you want to see your grandchildren sitting next to you? Do you want, if you do, mm-hmm. then you're going to have to change.
Yeah. And that's so yeah. crazy to hear that, because now almost every Sunday, mm-hmm. what I hear is, aren't you so glad that your children are here, that your grandchildren are right across the way in the nursery?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of families are coming, and they're coming because their kids and grandkids are here, and they want to see them grow up. They want to be there to witness their baptisms and their professions of faith, mm-hmm. and to see them going on those trips or standing up front and giving a testimony or talking about how the youth camp was, mm-hmm. or what we call them, the mission trip, mm-hmm. was.
Right.
So that's very special that we're actually seeing what we mm-hmm. envisioned.
100%.
I would say almost 20 years ago.
Almost.
As wow. It's coming up 25, 2005 is when we really got serious about mm-hmm. the big vision.
Yeah. So about 20, it's insane almost 20 to years think ago. About that.
It is. God.
And,
it
you
really
know,
is.
sitting around this table and sitting in this room, we are benefiting from your faithfulness and from God leading the two of you to, like you said, burn your ships and say, this is our church. And
that's right.
We're going to plant our feet. We're going to dig in our heels and we're going to see God, see God make it grow.
Believe it.
Amen. That's awesome. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. Big thank you to Nicole, our perma guest, for being here today.
Thank you for being here today, Nicole.
Appreciate it.
Lots of great content coming your way the rest of this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.